Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, wishing you a very happy New Year's. We move into 2010, and I couldn't think of anybody I'd want to celebrate this day with more than our good buddy Ramon Ray. Ramon's been a good friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's the editor of Small Business Technology, the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. He's one of the top technology experts, especially for small businesses in the galaxy, and he's our good friend. Ramon Ray, welcome back and Happy New Year.
Jim, thank you so much. All the best in 2010 to you and your family and radio audience as well.
You too. And how about that? I mean, you're not just the smartest tech guy we know in the country and the world. It's a galaxy now.
I didn't know it was that big, but thank you. I'll take that.
Of course. Hey, Ramon, the thing about technology, if small business owners aren't stopping for a moment and thinking about how technology has leveled a playing field for them. We need to stop and think about this, I think, and not take this stuff for granted. I mean, we've grown into it over the last 25 or so years, 30 years. We've grown into technology. We've gotten one little bitty thing on top of another that's amassed in some incredible leverage. But I think we ought to stop for a moment and look around us and say, okay, what if I didn't have that? What if I didn't have that? And because I have that, look at the leverage that I have. I think we should take a moment and think about the power that we have at our fingertips.
No, you're absolutely right. I think, in 2010, I think it should be the year of enhanced productivity. And as you just mentioned, by that I mean there's things like mobility, email marketing, online marketing, contact management, hosted applications, all these things that we use from one way or the other. But I think many smaller businesses are not leveraging them.
Right.
I think with the economy down, and I don't want to keep saying that like it's a trite expression, but with things being tough as they are, this is the time to take that cell phone and stop just talking. But can I get inventory from it? And I can
right.
go on and on.
Well, there's no question about it. As I told you off the air, I have a new smartphone, as they're called. It's an HTC, and I've got the Google Droid software on it, and I love it. And it's I no longer have to, if I don't have to create a document,
right.
I no longer have to take my laptop with me. I can do almost anything else I want to do from my phone. I can check my Google Calendar. I can check, my contacts. I can, it's starting to scare me a little bit, though, how Google and some of these companies are basically owning us.
Right.
they have control over our stuff. But basically, a lot of what we're talking about now is what's happening in the clouds, isn't it?
Exactly, correct. And going back to that point, I mean, there's so many technologies, but talking about cloud computing, in my own business, in my own life, is that I find that, again, we often use these online applications, but I think point one in the new year is not just using them, but point one is how can they be integrated? Maybe you have a lot of your customer photos online in one place, you have videos in another place, and you're typing documents in another place. Is there a way to integrate and bring these things together? Your hosted applications, have you looked at the vendor you're using? Maybe
right.
you're using one of these free tools, which is not bad per se, but maybe you should look about paying that fee to have more stability. So I think instead of just using them, it's time to use them and harness them for what they are. Are you really giving all of your employees access to the hosted application to maximize what you're doing? Because this is the power of it.
What do you see that we're doing? Go over again what you think we're not doing good enough.
Sure.
Tell us what if we understood what we were missing, we actually would have some pain.
Absolutely. I'll start from the top. I'll go back to mobility. Regarding mobility, many people already know email, contacts, and talking on their cell phone.
Yep.
But with the explosion of applications on the phone, some free, some that you pay for, instead of carrying around the computer or telling the customer wrong information, you can get inventory cheaper than before, meaning before you could always create it, a programmer could do it. But now, thanks to the explosion of apps, you can get your inventory right on your phone. Think about SMS. Instead of faxing or still emailing your customers, you can set up applications relatively cheap to send a text to your customers if you have a retail shop, when they get near your business, or just to text them a short note as you would by email. Instead of just talking on your cell phone, why not consider using it as a powerful database so that when you're in customer meetings, mining live information about your customers.
Let me tell you what I did yesterday. I was on the road. I was traveling 5 hours, two and a half each way. And while I was on the road, my, you know, somebody else was driving, I'm telling the truth here, folks. I didn't do this while I was driving. I got an email from one contact who wanted to be able to contact another person in my who they knew, and I'd already gotten the approval that they could talk to each other. And so what I did was I went over to my contacts, and I chose to send one contact to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just moved one contact information around over to the SMS capability to the person who requested the information, hit send, and so one V card went to the other person, all that while I'm going down the road at a very legal 64 and a half miles an hour.
And this is definitely some of the examples, I think, of the power of mobility. I could extend that to email marketing.
Yeah.
Many people are using email. You know, you have a newsletter, I have a newsletter, yep. Many people do, millions have newsletters. But I think it's time in 2010, are you segmenting that newsletter? Are you sending the same newsletter to the same people? And I can go in detail about that. But, you know, say you have 1,000 customers, 50 of them maybe only want information on pink roses.
Right.
Another 150... maybe they live in Boston and want green socks. I'm making this up, and you
right.
can do better.
No, no, no. You're right. You're right. Well, I'll give you an example. Recently, because of the age of my grandsons, recently I've gotten into electric trains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I go into these hobby stores, there are 100 or 500 different hobbies that you can get started in these things.
Right.
I'm only interested in the trains. I've recently signed up for the email blast from one hobby company, and I don't care about the cars and the helicopters.
Right.
I only care about the trains. So they should be sending me an email about trains.
Mm-hmm. And that is a perfect example, because I think what that shows is businesses have to understand that's how you can raise your profit, that's how you can raise your revenue.
But you know, your point is absolutely spot on, and the kind of thing we want to get from you, Ramon. But I'll tell you, I would just be happy if most small business owners would have any kind of an email newsletter.
Right.
Because I actually went in a hobby store this week, and they don't even have a website.
You have a point.
Holy mackerel. I can't even comprehend that. But it's the truth, folks. Just do something. You don't have to do everything. 20 after. Stay with us. Ramon Ray is our guest. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. And check out the way you can read, you can listen to past interviews. You can read hundreds of articles by my Brain Trust members and me, like our good friend Ramon Ray, who's our guest right now. You can subscribe to my newsletter. Lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ramon Ray is our guest. As I said, he's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. And Ramon, tell us how we can find you and all your stuff.
Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com with a Z. Oftentimes, where I'm at, if I'm not there, then I'm sleeping.
Smallbiztechnology.com. So check it out. Smallbiz, right?
That's right.
.com. And smallbiztechnology.com.
Right.
Ramon, look at 2010 and tell us where you think the big opportunities are for small businesses to take the next step, to go to the next level. You mentioned in the previous segment something outstanding, which was to think about your... You know, I talk a lot about communities on this show, about how communities, and you've got customers. Your one community you have, folks, are your customers. But
right.
Have you ever thought about having, and this is kind of what Ramon was talking about, have you ever thought about that your customer base is actually segmented into multiple communities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Ramon, if you think about it like that, it'll be easier for you to understand, okay, this information everybody doesn't want. I should identify what are they most interested in.
Right.
And ask them those questions and send them that information. Segment that. Get them in those communities. But what are some other things that we can do in 2010 to help us leverage technology?
Sure. I think the second thing is business intelligence. It puts some people to sleep, but I think in 2010...
Define that for us.
Absolutely. Business intelligence is that you have all this data coming into you, whether it's about your employees, about your customers, about your sales, about marketing campaigns, all this data. And oftentimes you do a gut feeling or you put it into Excel. But there are business intelligence programs.
You're talking about measurement, results of measurement.
Measuring, exactly. And knowing that I've marketed to this zip code, and I marked zip code A and zip code B. Zip code B produced more results. That's in a simplistic way to put it.
Right. And also the ad that I run. I run one ad to A, one ad to B, and then you switch them up and see how they do, and that way you know which ad to run next time.
But using data-driven, you know, looking at numbers, not just guessing. So I think that's point one.
Well said.
Point two, I think definitely Facebook and Twitter and these other social media sites are exploding, and I think they're a bit exploding too fast. But I really believe, Jim, that those businesses that can grasp how to use them in a smart way, just like many are doing email marketing, are going to be ahead. Because literally, I thought it was just a fad, but everybody is on there.
It's not a fad, but it is a craze.
Yes.
That's what I've been saying. It's not a fad. Because it's not going to go away, but it is a craze. But here's what I'm looking forward to. Remember when websites were not a fad, but they were a craze, and now they're basically just a tool?
Yep.
I'm looking forward to when social media can really be a tool, and we kind of settle down, and we use it the way it needs to be used. And what I'm telling my audience, Ramon, is don't feel like you've got to conquer social media. You don't have to be the breakout leader of the pack. You just need to get involved enough so you keep the leaders in sight.
Absolutely, absolutely. And to that point, Inc. Magazine had about a 3 or 4 page spread all about how to use Twitter using simple practical case studies. So that's even more why I say you're right. Not the geeks of us doing it, but just the simple practical ways to take advantage of it.
Well, the day's going to come real soon. I've been doing it since day one with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Twitter promise that says no clutter.
Right.
I never tell people when I had lunch on Twitter. I never tell people when my airplane landed or whatever. And that's fine if that's what you want to do. But for me as a business owner, people who follow me are expecting to get information from me, not find out when I had lunch.
Right.
And so that's how I'm choosing to use it. And I think that's how it's going to get segmented between business and personal. What do you think?
No, I agree. Absolutely. And those who can leverage that as best they can are going to be leaders.
Yeah. Do you see, Ramon, do you see companies being able to develop their own social media platforms? In other words, where we're not beholden to the public platforms, where we have our own platforms, like an email type of thing, but not through email, through a social media online platform. Do you see that coming?
I think that for those that have larger audiences, yes, they can do that. But I would say, Jim, at this point, for the most smaller businesses, I would take the Facebook, for example, and leverage it for your own community.
But what happens, mm-hmm. Ramon, if those organizations go away somehow? I mean, you know, all these social media programs have had problems.
Right.
And so I guess what I think the day's going to come when not next year.
Right.
The day's going to come when somebody's going to develop a platform that can be leveraged around, where you can get it, sort of like putting your own blog on your website.
Right, right, right.
I think that's coming, don't you?
Well, yeah, I agree, and they have it now.
Little companies, too, though. I mean,
mm-hmm,
little ones.
Mm-hmm. If you go to Ning.com, for example, Ning.com, you can build your own. But I think one thing to do then also is that's why it's important to still capture the customer information so you own it.
That's the key.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what platform you use, does it? If you're not talking to your customers, you can't do any of this stuff.
Absolutely. That's the key.
If you aren't asking them, you got to mine this information, and they will give it to you if you ask them for it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
That's all you got to do. Hey, Ramon, give us a website again, please.
Sure. Smallbiztechnology.com, and there you can find pretty much everyday news, information, insight about how to use some of the tools we talked about today to grow one's business.
It's outstanding stuff. And Ramon, will you come back again real soon?
I would love to.
Let's
Thank
have
you.
A good 2010 together. What do you think?
Thank you, Jim. I'd look forward to it.
See you later. Happy New Year.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. I promise.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.